producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we want to talk to former Navy SEAL Scott Taylor, who's written a book that it may not tell all. Probably wouldn't be able to get away with that. But he told enough to know that the title of his book is quite substantiated, Trust Betrayed. And there's a subtitle that gives you some more flavor, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the Selling Out of America's National Security. But that's something that apparently was in our president's mother's milk. U.S. is the bad guy. Everybody else is okay. And boo to the U.S. That seems to be the motivation for a lot of what's been going on and the betrayal that has clearly emanated from White House policy. In the beginning, there were conservatives who were of the opinion that, man, what Obama's doing is such a mess. What a doofus. Doesn't he realize all the mistakes he's making? Well, I think a lot of those folks have now come around to the view that the president's no doofus. He wasn't making any mistakes. He was doing exactly what was in his gut to do. He hates this country. We're the root of most, if not all, evil in the world. And it's time we got our comeuppance. And I think that's been the motive force behind his domestic as well as foreign policy. So not too surprising that a Navy SEAL, Scott Taylor, would have encountered time and again this attitude that there's really nothing worth protecting or preserving in the United States, and how can we kiss up to other folks in the world, particularly if they salute us with a middle digit. So maybe that's too harsh an introduction, but Scott Taylor, you can let me speak, and I just want to thank you for what you did tell us in Trust Betrayed.
Well, it's great to be with you, Larry, today, and your audience. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Almost certainly. I thought it was an interesting way of putting it that right in the beginning you talk about we're the glue, the United States is the glue that holds the world together. It's been, it's really the funniest kind of empire, quote unquote. Those on the left see the United States as an imperial power. We got to be the dumbest empire that ever was because we just keep putting resources, military, naval, air, whatever, into protection of trade routes, protection of security zones around the world, and we don't even charge a carrying fee. That's got to be stuck on stupid or something for an empire.
Yeah, I think if you look historically speaking through empires, I mean, they rape, intelligence, plunder, and do whatever's best for them, and it would be disingenuous to say we don't do some things, of course, that benefit us and that are in our best interest, but at the same time, you know, because of America's leadership in the world, literally billions of people have risen from abject poverty, and I think it would be, the world would be a completely different place had the other superpower won the Cold War and the world was under their yoke, you know.
And as we retreat from the world, and particularly the Middle East, where a modicum of stability, I think is fair to say, had been achieved in Afghanistan and Iraq, look at the thousands of people that are dying, being murdered by Muslim extremists. Look at particularly Christians that are being displaced from centuries-old ancestral homes in Iraq in particular, but other places as well. And this is a policy result, and I really don't think the president gives a flip.
you know, I really agree with you. You know, the policies here, and let me first say that vacuums, when you retreat, power vacuums are filled very quickly. And typically filled by the most brutal and strongest person that's out there that quickly takes care of it. And, you know, you talked about a modicum of stability in places like Iraq, but, you know, you had a 10,000-strong American force there that quite frankly, the country was pretty pacified. I mean, you had less casualty rating than some of the than a couple of the bigger cities put together here in America, which, of course, are controlled by liberals. But the but you also had Turkmen and Shias and Sunnis and Kurds, you know, voting and legislating. It wasn't pretty, but it was getting done. And now that, of course, is gone. And those gains and those hard-fought sacrifices, whether you agree or disagree with the extent that we were in Iraq, that was the case. And then now you don't. Now you have rise to ISIS. Now Iraq as a nation state is no more. I mean, it really isn't. You have the Kurds. Right. They're going to break free as soon as they get a chance to. As soon as they can get around the opposition from Turkey. And once they're gone, you're going to see the Sunnis, who are already a minority and quite frankly very disenfranchised after that pull out of our security troops, they're going to go away. They were already a minority to the majority Shia. When the Kurds leave, they're going to be even more of a minority, and there's just no way. So it's Iraq as a nation state, unless something drastically happens, is no more.
And that scenario you've just painted, which I'm afraid is all too likely, means that Iran is going to be the, with maybe some challenge from Egypt, is going to be the major power in the Muslim world of the Middle East. Not a real happy thought.
I think that you could already say that, I think it's very safe to say that Iran, quite frankly, under this precedent, because all of its foreign policies have really led to this. Iran is more powerful in that region than they have been for the Persian Empire. And why that's dangerous is, you know, the United States has had a policy for decades of balancing in the region. And balancing, that policy supersedes any one president and thought. It's what's best for America. And that balancing is balancing the regional powers being Saudi Arabia and Iran. And when things get out of balance, that's when conflict happens. So, just for example, look at Europe. Germany, where there's a rising Germany in World War I and II, and it made them insecure, but it also made the British and the French insecure around them, too. And what happens is conflict. So when you have Iran, who controls Iraq by proxy, they're in Lebanon, they're in Libya, they're in Yemen, they're all over the place by their proxy. They're really more powerful than they have the Persian Empire, and quite frankly, out of balance, which makes Saudi Arabia and Egypt, as you said, and other Sunni states insecure, and Iran insecure as well, too, and certainly Israel insecure. So, and if you look over to Yemen, and I imagine we'll get into this, where you have a conflict now, which is basically a proxy war between Saudis and the Sunni coalition against Iran, via their proxies inside of the country, because there are domestic problems and struggles within Yemen. But really, it's those two powers that are, quite frankly, fighting out a proxy war in the Middle East because of the insecurity and the problems of it. And I think that's a microcosm for much larger conflict to come, potentially.
Two of the most remarkable people that I think are on the world stage today are Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu and Egypt's General President al-Sisi. The likelihood of those two ever having sat down for tea together a few years ago was probably somewhere between slim and none. And now, frankly, they are de facto the axis of sanity in the Middle East.
It's funny that you say that. You know, in 2013, I went to Egypt on a delegation, and it was after the so-called coup, and it was when Sisi was still the Minister of Defense, and he hadn't decided to run yet for president, but the new constitution was being formed. And those were a couple questions that were asked of him, and you know, he was saying, look, right now Israel, and this was, of course, after our president had given them the cold shoulder, and during the Arab Spring when our president chose to do nothing, and we'll have to get back to Iran in a second, chose to do nothing with the protesters in the streets of Iran, but in Egypt, of course, he meddled in there and supported the Muslim Brotherhood.
Let's pick up on what the president was doing and not doing in Egypt when we get back from this break. Talking with Scott Taylor about his book, Trust Betrayed, you might say, seen through the eyes of a former Navy SEAL.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Gold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, today on the Gun Owners News Hour, I'm talking with Scott Taylor, former U.S. Navy SEAL, who has written a book, Trust Betrayed, And it's a description, unhappily, but I'm afraid all too accurate, of what the foreign policy has been of our administration in Washington. The view that they seem to have that anything that the United States does is bad and needs to be corrected. And that seems to extend to anybody that's willing to ally with the United States also is tainted in the same way. Thus, Benjamin Netanyahu can get stood up for dinner in the White House by the president in one of the most amazing examples of rude and crude in perhaps ever in the White House. I'm not that well acquainted with what goes on in the White House. I'm sure I'm overstating it some. But nevertheless, we've got an ally in Israel. We've got an ally in Egypt. And our president has managed to do one thing, albeit somewhat unwitting, and that's to drive these two not very likely allies together because they're both threatened by the Sunni Muslims of Iran, and those people are serious as a heart attack. So why don't we pick up where we were in our discussion, Scott? I sure appreciate your account.
So one of the things that we asked General Sisi when I was over there in 2013 on a delegation, as I said, he was a general, now he's a force president, was about the Shia Iran, and we said, hey, listen, what do you think? Do you think they're getting a bomb? He's like, and he basically was like, of course they are. They're trying to be the regional hegemon and have the power there, and one of the, not only Iran, but even destabilized Libya, which, as you know, was an intervention from Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State. That intervention itself destabilized the area as well, too. And they were, you know, the radical Islamic folks were running guns through the Sinai Peninsula, which, of course, is a part of Egypt and borders Egypt and Israel. And they were running those guns and man pads into the Sinai Peninsula to basically attack Israel. That's the only reason why radical Islamic folks via Hezbollah or Hamas, because Hamas is in Palestine, in there to be able to, let me actually also say that Hamas is close to the Muslim Brotherhood as well, too. Some people might say that the Hamas is really a militant extension of the Muslim Brotherhood. But they were running those guns into there, which destabilizes not only Israel, but Egypt as well. And there's tunnels and stuff in the Sinai. So what General Sisi was saying was, listen, we went to Israel and we said, listen, this is the problem. It's destabilizing both of us. We want to help out. But according to the Camp David Accord, the treaty that they signed, neither one of those nations can have their military in the Sinai Peninsula without the permission of the other one. So they asked for permission, and they said, hey, Israel, we'll take care of it. Can we bring our military in the Sinai to route these tunnels and these guns that are being run by radical Islamicists from Libya, from destabilized Libya and Gaddafi's arsenal? And Israel basically responded. They said, whatever you need. You want intel? You want military help? You want, you know, whatever do you need? And Sisi said, well, you know, politically, publicly, it's hard for us to coordinate with you because, you know, you're in Israel. but we definitely want that. We'll do it all ourselves, but we can, like, intel. So they have weekly intelligence meetings with Israel to help rout out those radical Islamicists from the Sinai Peninsula, and the guns and weapons that were being smuggled from the destabilized Libya in Gaddafi's arsenal that, of course, our president destabilized. So it was very impressive. He was very impressive. Sisi is absolutely a leader. And one of the things I remember he said to us, and he said, don't judge us on democracy by what you have. He said, we're a couple hundred years behind you, but we're working towards that. And I remember at the time, if you remember, when they got rid of Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood guy, he told us, he said, in this new constitution, there will be rights for religious minorities, there will be rights for women, and we'll protect them moving forward. There will be, you know, a lot more freedoms than under the Muslim Brotherhood, basically. And those things actually have come to pass. And I asked him personally, too. I said, well, let me ask you something, General. You know, I know that you're saying that you don't want to run, but there's billboards out there saying they want you. So if you end up running, will you resign from the military post so that, in fact, you're not, you know, creating another dictatorship, but you're actually, you know, elected? And he said, if that happens, I will resign. And he did. So everything in that meeting that TC had said to us he's done, and I respect that.
You know, one of the things that really struck me about Al-Sisi was the day he stood in front of a auditorium full of, they don't call them imams, and he told them that we got to change our religion. We got to make it a little bit easier to get along with, to use my words, less militaristic, less aggressive. I forget exactly how he phrased it, but that's exactly what he was saying. And for this guy to stand there in front of a bunch of murderers and tell them to cool their jets, I was impressed.
One of the things that was happening there at the time was, of course, with the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood, who, by the way, won in a... It's very important because they won in a plurality, right? They won
right.
with like 13 million votes in a plurality. They kind of laid back and they basically co-opted the revolution that was happening there, the youth, and then they came to power, sort of like Barack Obama did. And they come into power with 13 million votes. Then Morsi, he suspends the Constitution and basically creates this basically dictate that says if, you know, whatever I make, it supersedes the Supreme Court, basically. So he made himself a dictator and the supreme ruler. And that's when the protests started happening again. And that's when, basically, you had people coming on the streets. And then Sisi, actually, he told us this. He said, I called him, and I said, you have got to do something to defuse this. You know, it's getting bad, the Muslim Brotherhood. Thugs, but they're people on the streets, and they were calling
militants is a nice word. Militants.
Yeah, they're militia. You know, militias out there, and they were clashing with, you know, and basically Sisi told Morsi, the army sees ourselves as a protector of Egypt. We've been that way for a couple thousand years, and we're going to step in. You have to either call early elections, or you have to let opposition figures in to help with this, because he had purged all the opposition figures out of government, and he didn't do that. Then Sisi went to the TV, and he said on live television, the army will do something, but you have to come to the streets and support us and tell us that's what you want. So there was a petition, by the way. It was like 23 million people in a petition calling
wow.
for a new election. Remember, he got elected with 13 million. 23 million to have it. And then they had satellite imagery showed anywhere from 30 to 35 million people came out to the streets after Sisi called on Al-Sisi TV. That's when they basically arrested him and put him there. So and what's important is
that that's got to have been one of the largest outpourings in the streets of popular support ever.
It's the biggest one in history that anybody knows about, you know, because
yeah.
it's like them. But what's also important is Egypt had no impeachment process.
Uh-huh.
So once he says, I'm suspending all any opposition, and I'm making anything that I say, anything, any of my rules, you know, are can't be scrutinized, and they're above any legal thing. Once
well, let's come back
king,
to that.
Basically,
let's yeah. come back to how Al-Sisi picked up the pieces after Morsi bared his fangs. We're going to be back more with Scott Taylor. Trust.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water breaks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Speaking today with Scott Taylor, he's been a Navy SEAL. He's seen some faraway distant places in ways that most of us are not likely to. My wife is from Panama, and I remember talking to an Army Special Forces operator who had been there for the liberation of Panama under the dictatorship. And I said, did you ever get inside Noriega's home? I was asking because he had a Catholic altar on one side and a Santeria altar on the other side of the house. And he said, oh, which one? He had five. He apparently had been in all five of them. Well, just as a general shout out to you guys in the overall Special Forces community, I owe you personally, because I wouldn't have been able to visit my wife's relatives much longer had there not been a change of what was going on there. So I kind of get a little special feeling for what you all have been doing. So thank you.
Well, I've spent many nights in Panama, and tell your wife it's a beautiful country, and I was actually there this summer again, and I love it there.
Well, hopefully it was a rather more pleasant visit than some of the others might have been.
It was. I wasn't sleeping in the jungle. I was in a hotel this time.
Yeah, I understand that's one of the nastiest jungles in the world. This one Special Forces guy told me that they trained him there because one of your threats is an insect that likes to burrow its larva underneath, or its eggs underneath your skin, and I guess you don't know it until they start crawling out. Really cool.
There's a lot of crazy things in the jungle, man. I mean, people, you know, it's a lot of crazy things.
That's, I guess if you can survive that, nothing a whole lot can likely kill you. So they take you to Panama to give you the workout. I'm glad you were able to be there on the beaches or in the mountains and rather than that Darien jungle, because that is not cool at all. Anyway, let's go back to Egypt because this guy Al-Sisi was able to, shall we say, convoke a general assembly of the people of Egypt, maybe as many as 30 million people out in the streets. Really amazing.
Again, historical one. The thing is, like I said, there was no impeachment process in Egypt. And once Morsi had basically made himself a king, what were they to do? So that's when all this sort of happened. And obviously from that context, it's sort of foreign to us here in America because we have the rule of law and we have these things in place, and Barack Obama couldn't simply say, I'm going to be the, you know, whatever I say. Well, I guess he tries to. He tries to in some respect.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone, and Congress doesn't go along.
Yeah, he definitely tries to in some respect, but he can't just say it, you know, like this guy did, basically. So, and as you saw, you know, Sisi is very much against radical Islamicism, and what was happening, too, at the same time, was with the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood president, Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood militias were on the streets, the militant arm was running guns in the Sinai, and literally, I think it was like 90-some churches, Christian Coptic Church, and the Copt sect, you know, is a very old Christian sect coming out of the time of after Jesus' death. And you're talking about like 4th century churches and monasteries, and they were killing priests, they were burning churches. And in our delegation, I actually prayed with a Christian Coptic Pope in a 4th century monastery in the middle of the desert. It was pretty amazing. And he said, you know, if we have to suffer, if our people have to suffer for Egypt, then we will. We love our Muslim brothers. And I think with Sisi, and he actually went to a Christian service, which is the first time a Muslim leader had done that, I think. But, they lived in harmony for a long time. But with the rise of the Islamists in power, mm-hmm. that, of course, wasn't happening, and they were getting killed, and the church was being burned. And Sisi, obviously, is completely against that and mandated in the Constitution. We also met with the Constitutional Committee head, and they had Islamists in that group, too, in the committee. They had everybody was represented, basically, but they put those laws in the Constitution to protect minority religious rights and women's rights.
That doesn't mean, of course, that it's perfect there, because there's old ways die hard, and the Islamists like nothing better than fricasseed Christian. But in any case, you just got to give Al-Sisi an awful lot of credit, because this guy is... Well, again, I think he's probably one of the bravest men of our time.
Well, this is a guy, you know, with the other generals as well, too. You know, most of those top generals in Egypt, they were trained in America. They went to the war college. In fact, in our delegation, we had a war college ex-dean who had put some of them through. And when we were speaking to them, they were saying, you know, because we asked them if Sisi was going to run for president, and they said, listen, it's kind of like Washington. Washington wins the revolution, and then he hands over to the politicians and say, here's your democracy. And they say, no, we want you to be the first president. He's like, that's what's happening here with the people with Sisi, because I can tell you that guy, he's a leader. There's no doubt about it. You feel that presence. But if I could segue, we were talking about the our president, our own president, sort of not helping with the Arab, or actually interfering with the Arab Spring and getting away one of our allies. But when it came to Iran, of course, opposition in the streets, he said nothing. And what's really crazy about that is, and probably because he wanted to get this historic nuclear deal, so he probably didn't want to ruffle any feathers to get that done, but this nuclear deal, this president has done more to ensure the survivability of that Iranian regime than anything. I mean, really. I mean, if you look at the deal, it's given, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. It gives them the ability to get sophisticated weapons. It solidifies their ability to get a nuclear bomb. And then he did nothing with the opposition that wanted to take the regime out. And what's also important is those sanctions that were there were crushing them. And the people of Iran, who are probably, you know, by and large, probably fine people, but they were cheering in the streets when the Iran deal happened, not because of the nuclear stuff, but because of the economic lift. They wanted to be in the world community, and I think that we could have done things to make that happen with keeping the sanctions on what gave the government revenue. But in fact, we did the opposite. We solidified their survivability as a regime, which is horrible.
One of the things that motivated you and some others to come forward, and you've written a book, others are speaking out as you are, is the perception that the White House leaks like a sieve, and the leaks don't seem to be, again, out of incompetence, but rather politically directed for the political expediency of the president, initially for his reelection and now for his consolidation of power and, I presume, the promotion of whoever he thinks ought to be taking his place.
There's no doubt about it. They strategically have done that. All the, I mean, even like after the Bin Laden raid, that's one of the things that sort of prompted us to start a national pack of ex-special forces, ex-intelligence officials, to come out during his re-election year, when you saw the leaking of the double agent in Yemen, the Stuxnet virus in Iran, of the Bin Laden raid, who was there, how they got there, what their tactics were, like just gross breaches in national security and intelligence. All geared and all given to the same reporters, you know, to make him look great in a reelection year, and to the detriment of American national security and putting people's lives in jeopardy, you know. And and even now you're even seeing, like you said, you're seeing strategic leaks on Hillary Clinton, because I guarantee you Joe Biden's going to run too. And I mean, they do that. I mean, they, from the highest levels, and no one is held accountable, and that's wrong.
And from my point of view, there's no daylight between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, certainly philosophically. Both are students of, admirers of Saul Alinsky. Actually, Hillary Clinton studied under the guy personally, and Obama might as well have. And yet they personally are antagonistic. There's also little doubt in my mind that just like the Kremlin had its blood sports, that's what's going on right now among the Democrats. And as you say, Biden looks like he's likely to emerge as the Obama choice for his successor. And the steady leaking that's been occurring, damaging Hillary, is you'd think she's going to get the message one of these days that they're not going to stop leaking until she either gets out of the race or she's in jail. We're going to be back, talk some more with Scott Taylor about his book, Trust Betrayed.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Scott Taylor, former Navy SEAL, author of Trust Betrayed. The subtitle gives you a pretty good idea what it's about: Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the selling out of America's national security. And as we were just discussing, mainly for short-term political gain in the United States, doesn't really take too much of a never mind what's happening abroad and what might result from some of those decisions to make leaks. And Scott, from what you were saying, you and some of your colleagues in the special ops community, or at least retired, if one ever retires from that, what drove you together and to come forward as a group, to you to write the book, was this incredibly damaging series of leaks that just doesn't seem to want to stop.
It's all done for personal political gain, and at the detriment of American national security, hinders future operations, puts people's lives in jeopardy. And, you know, we came together, and then Benghazi happened, and it was just, oh, my God. So our national PAC, of course, has dealt with trying to stop politicians from these leaks, which are, quite frankly, illegal, and then also the and then Benghazi as well, too, trying to find sort of justice on that, those lies. And we were helping with this, help to Congressman Wolf get the signatures necessary to have a select committee, and now we're also helping as we can with Trey Gowdy with our expertise, is whatever they need from us to be able to hold people accountable.
Well, I hope Gowdy is able to succeed. I have a lot of regard for his competence. He was a federal prosecutor. He's no slouch. And if he gets the info he needs, my guess is he's going to move on it. So let's hope that happens.
He's a very impressive guy.
I share that opinion. He sounds like he's just down home country, and I think he cultivates that so you relax, and then wham, he strikes. The little boy with a big toy seems to come to my mind from, that's my takeaway, not yours, your words, of both the president and especially the vice president. It was he that revealed that it was SEAL Team 6 that had nailed bin Laden. Well, that sure made it a lot easier for the bad boys to focus on who and where to strike back. That was just an unconscionable error for national security, and yet it was done because
our team is the team that got him, not Bush, not anybody else. It was our team.
Exactly. Well, I think that their sort of fascination with SEALs in the media and the limelight started with the Somali pirate raid, which I think is also important for your audience to know. I know, number one, I know people that were on the raid, like all the shooters, and then also the Bin Laden thing, and they actually said that the president was hesitant and didn't want them to fire on those guys, but they basically knew what they had to do as soon as they saw the guy was like Jeopardy. They did that. So.
But any reluctance was probably reinforced enormously by Valerie Jarrett, who is, to use an historical reference to the last of the Russian czars, the Rasputin of this administration. She's the gal that seems to be the brains and the black heart of everything that the president does. Her daddy was a member of the Communist Party, wealthy industrialist, breaking all the stereotypes. But from Chicago. Now we start connecting dots. Anyway, she's the one that was so reluctant, and apparently this wouldn't have been the only military operation where somebody says, doggone it, we just got to move.
You're speaking about the Bin Laden raid, and what's very important also to say on that, you know, because they hyped it up and it was so dramatic, that was an easy operation for our guys. Very easy. They've done it about thousands of times. There's been operations that are easy, not that complicated. That's not something that was very hard. But more to what you said when Biden exposed the actual unit, what really pisses me off about that is it's not that hard to figure out where they're stationed, where that team is based, where their families go to school, where they live. That is, it goes against everything that I can think of that the government is supposed to do, especially for their most secretive clandestine operators. And it really pisses me off.
Well, I like the way you phrased it. I may not have it absolutely word for word, but it as I made my little rough notes that the Obama team looks at special operations as a video game.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, I can see them there at their Game Boys, their thumbs going like crazy. And, hey, man, this is really cool. My guy just got your guy. And you're right.
You know, I mean, if he didn't have that sort of outlook or that little trivial view of them and you exploiting them for his own use, he wouldn't have had classified meetings with Hollywood producers trying to create a movie that made him look strong in a re-election year that was originally set to come out before the election. I mean, that's just gross, you know, and that's what happened, of course, and that those people, the producers and the director, they're in their meeting with literally the operational planner of the mission with zero clearances whatsoever. I mean, that is just completely irresponsible of our leadership.
When Dianne Feinstein says the following, you know that something really, well, a mild word would be bizarre, has been happening. She said pretty much that after she'd read David Sanger's book, Confront and Conceal, she learned more than she had as chairman of the Intel Committee in the Senate. Huh? That's incredible.
Yep, and that stuff is all done intentionally. It's done intentionally to keep Congress in the dark and intentionally to leak to high-profile reporters that are going to do fluff stories in re-election timeframes. I mean, it's horrible. But that's what's
deadly.
Unfortunately, that's what our American people voted in twice.
You mentioned that your group, Operational Security, OPSEC, had produced a video, Dishonorable Disclosures. Is that available?
Yeah, it's still on YouTube. We've had over, I think, 5.5 million viewers on it. It went viral. And yeah, it's on YouTube still, Dishonorable Disclosures.
Good. I will make a point of making sure that gets referenced in some of our commenting on our interview. That'd be a good way for people to go and see something that you all have put together as a tangible response. A little bit shorter than a book, Trust Betrayed, but hopefully just as impacting.
20 minutes long. It's very impactful. I think you'll enjoy it. There's some pretty there's literally hundreds of years of special operations intelligence experience speaking on that video.
I kind of circle back, but I just saw a note that I had made that my words, not yours, but my summary of your account of Al-Sisi dealing with our dear leader was in so many words to tell him to get lost, that he just wasn't going to take Obama's leadership in that part of the world, that he was going to be increasingly allied with Obama's arch enemy, the Jews, and he was going to be working with Israel, not formally through treaty, but as you've already described, they were in very real ways working together. And it just seems that this isn't the purpose of the show or the time that we've very little we have left, but the president has really made it clear that he's no fan of Israel, and for Al-Sisi to find support from the Jewish state, it must just drive Obama crazy.
Yeah, well, you said he's not going to accept his leadership. I would say he's not going to accept his lack of leadership in the region. But I think that you're right. You see, just like with bombs on the Islamic State in Iraq, or certain things that he does. Okay, we're going to let Iran get a nuclear bomb, but we'll give you some more conventional weapons, Israel. Like he does everything that he just needs to do to show that he's trying to do something, but he's not really doing anything. And quite frankly, his policies are having structural effects on the Middle East that are going to be horrible for years to come. I mean, we're going to be picking up the pieces of the Middle East from his policies for a long time. And look at the face of Europe right now with all the refugees. Some of these, it's not completely and totally Obama's fault for that. I definitely wouldn't say that. But his policies absolutely have contributed to the vacuum and to the breakup of the Middle East as we know it, and the migration of refugees. And I think it's pretty bad. Larry, if I may, I know it's gun owners is the audience. I just want to say it, and I serve in it.
Make it real quick. We're at the end, so go ahead.
All right. I serve in the Virginia House of Delegates, and I'm putting a law in this year that allows for National Guardsmen or at recruitment centers, if they have concealed carry permits, that they can
Bravo.
Self-start.
Bravo. Scott Taylor, Trust Betrayed. You're also available on the State of Virginia website as a member of the House of Delegates. God bless you for making that effort. I hope you're succeeding with
atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.